terrible blow, really, to all of those businesses that rely on their raw material of forests, of trees.
Is there an understanding of how much money it will cost companies in the southeast?
Companies are still trying to work that out. Based on what the state government is saying, it does seem that there will be about $800,000 taken from the forest operators to pay for these licences. We are at odds with the state government's views about some of the science that underpins some of their numbers.
In terms of how much water the industry's using?
Yeah, indeed, that's how it goes. There are some understandings that we think are wrong around the way that forest intercept water and the same burden, if you like, doesn't apply to other dryland crops.
You agree that water should be regulated and licences should exist, but it's about that rate and how much water the industry's using.
That's right. The industry has, over a number of years, agreed that there is certainly a place to manage water and that water licences are a reasonably efficient vehicle for doing that. What happened in South Australia, of course, is there was a prolonged drought and there was certainly a big water issue to be dealt with. The drought took the aquifer in that area down significantly over a 10 or 15 years, and the forestry plantations arrived during that period. When you plant a tree, you know that trees use more water when more water is available, and they don't use so much water when the water isn't there. So it doesn't make sense to create this kind of carte blanche view that has taken, a very high view of what the water used by forests is. And that's where the state government's come up with what we think is an artificially inflated valuation for their water licences.
Meanwhile, Professor Jennifer Mackay of University of South Australia's Law School says the water policy is world class and based on a wealth of evidence.
No longer is the assumption that the trees are not using water. They suck water up from a shallow aquifer, but they also reduce the amount of water that gets on the ground to replenish that aquifer.
So has there been research done on just how much water is being used in this region, in the southeast of South Australia?
Yes, there's a very good study done by CSIRO in the past, like in the 80s, and that was followed up by some more recent studies. Having forestry account for its water use in any water region is a fundamentally sound principle. You should include every water user in your water plan.
So what does this mean for companies? Because they weren't paying anything before. Is it going to be a lot of money?
Well, I mean, it does add an impost to them. And I guess you could argue that, therefore, that means people won't come to the southeast and plant trees and there'll be less employment. And they'll go to other states in Australia or other parts of the world where this isn't a requirement.
Would you expect that?
Well, I don't know. I think there's quite an appetite in the community for sustainable development. And, you know, the trouble was, if you just planted trees, you stopped the other horticulturalists, they couldn't get water. So I think it's a herald for other places in Australia to look at this process or adopt this policy.
I suppose that is the question. The water minister says this is a world first.
Is it?
That's your understanding.
Yes.
Why is it only happening now?
It's taken 10 years. But it is a world first to have forestry properly accounting for its water use. Yeah, it's taken so long, but everything takes a long time. You know, within one small community where initially people were at the barricades, they've all come around to say that this, for this region, is the best option to manage our resources to keep them sustainable.